A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. The gospel of the Lord. As I say this, I am again in an airport, waiting for an airplane, ready to go out again. This time on my way to Africa. I'm excited, South Africa, to teach some courses there. And I feel sort of like the apostles sent out. And I'm hoping to do great things with Jesus' help. Maybe not having authority over unclean spirits, but maybe authority over ignorance, not knowing. Teach great things. Prepare people to do great things. And so I identify with the apostles, but who I really identify with a bit too much is Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. Because at this point, Judas is out there healing just like everybody else, preaching just like everybody else, working just like everybody else. Who's to say what the future holds for me? I want to be sure. I want to know that I will always stick with Jesus, not against him. We'll always preach the good news, not be the occasion of bad news. So how can I be sure which of the apostles I'm more like? I guess all I have to go on is my heart. And I know that at this point, it is set clearly on Jesus. Not on any particular message. Not on any agenda, just listening to him, following him, going where I'm sent. And to go where we're sent always, to listen to Jesus. Isn't that really the prayer of the preacher?